Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination. My world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex. Are we not? I mean, we may or may not be children of God, Father Abraham, or Socrates, or Buddha, or Jesus, or Michael Jackson. We may be children of Brahma Ramadama, but we don't know exactly if we are or not. But one thing we do know is that we are all children of sex until we start cloning ourselves, which we have not done to that extent at this point. So, sex is what we talk about here on the Dr. Susan Block Show, broadcasting live on Radio Susie One from the speakeasy in the soul of downtown LA. Here we are in the penthouse suite, and I have a sweet group of guests looking up at me tonight. I am so excited about tonight's show. I have so many beautiful guests. It's just overwhelming. Just, you know, I'm wet with anticipation, actually. And it's partly because of my beautiful, lovely guests, and it's also partly because I have this unveiling going on tonight of my bust. Well, I often unveil my bust, actually, on the show. But this is a very special bust. It's, well, it's a work of art, you might say. I mean, it really is, actually. I mean, I know that's said about my bust, anyway. And certainly about the busts of my guests. But this is really a work of art created by artist Yossi Vardan, and we're going to be unveiling it a little bit later. He's in the audience, yes. We're very excited to have the artist here with us, and so let's give a little applause. He's right there. All the way from Russia by way of Michigan. Yeah. Okay, you know. And so we're gonna get to that in just a little while. Very auspicious night tonight. If you're listening to us live, it is now 10/9/10, October 9th, 2010, and at the stroke it, baby. You know you want to. And I'm gonna let you. I think you should stroke it. Stroke it. There's a lot to stroke it for, you know, beauty, art, sex, love, peace through pleasure. And at the stroke of midnight, it will be 10/10/10. Wow. October 10th, 2010. Very auspicious, very important. So, you know, I don't know. We could have an earthquake, or we could just have an orgasm. Hopefully it'll just be an orgasm. Or several, maybe multiples, that will make the earth shake. My guest lineup here is enough to make my butt shake. I'm just shaking it right in my seat here. Aren't you, honey? There's my butler. He has no microphone. That's Max, who is my engineer.
Hey, Doc.
We're getting it together here. Yeah, my Matt, prince, yeah, my yeah, butler, my
I'm
love.
I'm a little shaken.
Yeah, a little shake it, baby. Shake it. Yeah. Okay, well, we're getting it together. I don't know. Do we have the new board, the old board? We got a new board, but the old
this
board.
This is actually the old board.
The old board. You know, sometimes.
Yeah. Working better than the new
you
board.
You can teach so an old board new tricks.
Okay.
Okay. So so we have these lovely ladies, one of whom in this line we know already. So I'm going to say hi, Amber Berlin. Welcome back to the Dr. Susan Block Show.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be back. I missed you guys.
Aw, well, you know, we're here every Saturday night, but we're glad to have you back. And you did this fabulous little foot fetish-focused interview. I mean, it kind of ranged around to different parts of the body and mind.
Yeah, all my followers loved it. And the pictures of our feet together were stellar. The boot to boot was the ultimate picture.
Toe to toe, and then the feet kind of playing with the pocket rocket, you know.
That was so hot. The vibrating toes.
I like that.
Nothing like that.
It's kind of hot, vibrating toes.
So hot.
And we got a tweet today on Twitter from some
we did.
Guy. I thought you knew, but you did you?
No.
You don't know him.
I've never. He just started following me today.
He was all over you and your feet. Said he learned about you through the show. So
he did.
You know, feet first.
So thank
all right.
You.
So today you're here with something else. IP for play. Nothing to do with golden showers, I don't think.
Yeah, we try to pronounce it IP for play.
For
play. Play.
Okay.
Instead of IP for play. IP for.
Right. It's all in the enunciation. And you're here with this lovely lady, Miko Sins.
Yes, thanks for having me today.
Well, we love our sinners.
Yes,
we do.
And I'm definitely a sinner.
You are. Really?
Yes.
Are you? Now,
she is.
Are you? Tell me how you sin,
well,
Miko.
Well, I do have a little naughty in me. I'm an exhibitionist, I would say.
Yes.
I don't see anything wrong with it, so I guess, you know, to the normal person, I'm a sinner. So.
Yes. Well, we're ethical hedonists here. As long as you're not the kind of exhibitionist that opens up her raincoat in front of, you know, little old ladies or children, then we
no,
think it's just
not.
Fine. Although, I don't know, with your body, I guess you could open it in front of anybody. but it's consensual exhibitionism, so we're all
certainly little
for
old men.
Yeah, oh, little old men, for sure. Some little old ladies
no
would like
that.
It, too.
Would you like to do that? It's all right.
I don't know.
Definitely. Open it up. Oh, yeah, baby. Yeah, you know. It's hot tonight. It's gotten to be summer again. It went into winter, and now it's summer.
No, triple
it's crazy.
Digits.
It's crazy. We're screwing with the environment. So what are we doing with the phone now? What is going on here with this IP for play? We can see you ladies. Just do whatever we want.
Exactly.
You to do.
Anywhere where you have a wireless connection, your iPhone can go. So think of a trucker. Trucker has long hours.
Yes.
He has his iPhone 4. He goes to the truck stop. Now, here's the great thing. Truck stops have, most of them have wireless connection now. So he can be on his break, and he can have a personal one-on-one connection with a model like Amber or myself. And she actually brought an iPhone. We were thinking that maybe we would call a couple of our models and show you what it looks like.
Oh, okay.
The experience.
Yeah. That sounds good. Okay.
We thought it might be fun to act like we were customers. They'll know it's us, but thought it might be fun to
see
what they do.
Well, you know, that's what you do in fantasy role play. I can't hear myself anymore now. I just went out of, I can't hear myself now. Did something happen? Okay, I'm on, but okay, there I am again. Well, thank you. Okay, whoa. I'm here. Okay, well, why don't you kind of get your technology together? I have an iPhone, but I think it's not a 4.
Yours is the 3GS, it looks like.
Yeah, so I can't use it, huh?
No, but if you have Skype, we're also live on Skype if you
and
ever
iPod
want
touch.
To use your
I have
computer.
Skype, but that's on my computer. I don't know if I have it on this one. You know, you use your phone. Okay. I think you got to do what's easiest. Part of this whole business with it being 10, 10, 10, I think, is that technology goes haywire. That is one of my theories.
We're going to call this studio.
Go with the tried and true here.
So yeah. The good thing is they can see us, and we can see them as well, and it's okay. A great personal experience.
Well, while you're getting that together, I'm going to introduce some of my other guests. I have here Tara Lynn Fox. Hello. Welcome to Radio Suzy One.
Thank you for having me.
And you are a sugar babe, or baby, a baby?
Sugar baby.
A sugar baby, although you're well over 18.
But, I am.
You look tasty. I mean, really great. So you're a sugar baby. And what does that mean exactly?
That basically means that a really wealthy man likes to spoil me and pamper me and treat me like a princess.
Okay. Well, great. You know, Miko's not in there. I mean, she's here for IP for play, but she could be a sugar baby too. I mean, she looks
like any girl can be a sugar baby.
You know, I mean, any girl could be. Okay, and Tori Pines is also a sugar baby.
Your guys can't be sugar babies? Wait a minute.
Well,
I can't have a nice woman who wants to take care of me.
You do.
I do, that's right.
That's right, you know. You are a sugar baby.
That's
you don't
right.
even
I
know
am a sugar
I'm
baby.
A sugar mama. I guess.
Right,
wow. I didn't know it. Okay, but now here's J.B. Thick. He's the sugar daddy, is that right?
He is.
Has he got a lot of money?
A lot of money.
Really? Okay, let's put him on the microphone. JB, take a microphone.
How you doing tonight?
Welcome to Radio Suzy One. Can Sugar Baby sit in your lap or something?
Of course.
Yeah, would that work out? You know, because we're a little close here. Okay, so now you're the sugar daddy.
That's correct.
Sort of like Dennis Hoff to the Bunny Ranch, you are to the Sugar Babies, or?
I wouldn't really connect the Bunny Ranch to what we do.
Oh, okay.
Well, we're just out there to show up and have a good time, you know.
Uh huh. More like maybe Hef and his bunnies, or
I would make that connection more than the
make
Bunny
that
Ranch.
Connection. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, because they're not prostitutes.
That's
right?
Correct.
They're not working girls. They're yeah, right. You can't have that in L.A. anyway.
Right. Dating with benefits is any part of that.
Right. But you're the sugar daddy. So how'd you make all your money, Dad?
I started about 5 different companies and just worked my way up.
Companies doing what?
Variety, security, marketing, consulting, whatever it takes.
And then you decided to get into sex.
Well, that's not really part of that. I got into getting relationships and meeting women and having a good time.
Oh, well, that involves sex, you know.
Relationships.
Relationships usually involve sex. I guess not always.
It's a relationship and it evolves.
It evolves.
And whatever it evolves to is whatever you make it.
So this is a dating thing here.
It's
right?
more of meeting people. When you might call me, fast paced jet set kind of person, and I like to travel. And not always I have no people whenever I go places. So when I go places, I like to connect with people, and I have people already there, like Miss Tara and Miss Tori, that we can hang out and we can go out and have good times.
So are they like escorts?
No.
Oh, I don't know.
No, basically what he's saying is like, I'm the type of girl that likes to get pampered. And so when he comes into town, he's going to spoil me and pamper me. But it's more of a dating site that is guaranteed I'm going to find a man that actually has money instead of a guy that is broke.
And the idea is you're going to marry him.
Mm.
Maybe. I mean, otherwise, isn't this like the girlfriend experience? You know, like we had an escort that wrote a book called The Girlfriend Experience that was on the show, and she kind of described a little bit about what you're saying, but of course she was paid directly, and they gave her presents and took her out. But I don't know. So this is just to hook up girls that want money with guys that have it.
Right. Exactly.
It's kind of a meeting place for people who wouldn't necessarily meet. And then we could go out, and I can take them out, pamper
awesome.
Them.
Awesome. All right. Great. Okay. And what's the address?
It's datingwithbenefits.com.
Okay. Are you going to go on there now, Miko?
I might just check it out. I mean, it sounds interesting enough.
You should. We enjoy you to
Do
be
you have enough
there.
Money to be able to afford one of
these
trips?
I don't know.
Right.
Oh, you know what?
Let me and Tara go a little back. Yeah.
Well, do you learn, ladies, do you work? Or is this a form of work for you? Or is this just fun?
No, this is mostly just fun for me.
What do you do for a living?
I do all kinds of stuff. I model. I act.
You're an LA girl.
I'm an LA girl.
And how about you, Tori?
I'm an actress as well.
Actress as well. Like what they call a regular actress, or are you a porn actress?
I'm both.
Both. Oh, okay. Cool. So, you know, there's a lot of crossover these days, right? I mean, more than there used to be. Steve Nelson is here from Adult Industry News, and he's smiling because, you know, I mean, it is true. More and more women are doing both. Like, who's the one that's the most famous for that right now? The girlfriend experience. Sasha Gray, right. It's the girlfriend experience all over again. You know, what is a girlfriend? I'm trying to figure that out. That's one of the questions that I am trying to figure out in the last few shows. What is a porn star girlfriend? And I think I have a porn star out there, right? Is this Nika? No. Nika Noel? Yeah, that's Nika, because I have never met you, but I'm sort of recognizing you, right? Okay, so we're going to get you on soon and talk about the porn star girlfriend experience. But you got the phone all hooked up here, IP4Play?
Yeah, they're about to call. The studio is calling us.
They are about to call.
So the way it works is customers order with us, and then we call them.
Yeah.
So we call the customer, and he answers, and then we have our chat. So it's very secure that way.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, so they're not calling into us all the time, like, oh, what are you doing? Hey, are you free? So they make an appointment with us and make a purchase, and then we from the studio call
them. So what's the difference between this and getting a webcam girl?
Well, your phone goes with you everywhere. Your computer may not.
Oh, so you can't get a webcam girl on the phone usually? You can't do that? I don't know.
No, this is the first one. This is the first company to do that.
Oh, I didn't even know that. So you can't actually see a webcam girl on your phone except using this.
And IP4Play.com is the very first company to offer this. So so that's why it's so groundbreaking and exciting.
We are breaking ground.
Yeah. When FaceTime first came out. Oh, here they're calling us.
Oh, so we're getting a call.
Okay, very good.
We put them on speaker. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Who do we have?
Who's here?
Addison and Vicky Chase.
Addison and Vicky. Okay. Can we see them?
We're FaceTiming with you guys right now.
Okay. We want FaceTime.
So we're waiting for FaceTime to connect.
Okay.
So FaceTime connects over the wireless.
Hey,
so.
Girls.
Or do you guys see them?
Oh, okay. I see a girl. Yeah. They're
turning around and they're going on the other side.
They're
so we
getting
can see
a little more comfortable.
Okay.
So we can see all of them. There they are.
Oh, look at that. They're just.
And these are two girls that give an amazing show. So.
Uh-huh. Wow.
And isn't that right, Addison and Vicky?
They're right there on the phone.
Yeah.
Together.
You guys look
I didn't
hot
know
tonight.
You could cram two girls on a phone.
We also offer like bubble bath sets. Like me and Amber have done several.
Can we get
several.
Them to do something? I mean,
yeah.
It doesn't look like they can take. Can they take their tops off?
Yeah, can you guys take your tops off?
Let's see what you have underneath those cute little outfits.
Yeah, oh, look at that. Wow. Oh, they did it pretty quickly, too.
Yes, they did.
No nonsense here. No burlesque here. Last week was burlesque. It took like an hour to get a top off.
And show us your little badunkadunks. Let's see those. I want to see the... Now, look at this. Beautiful.
Okay, this is the butt cheek shot here. Yeah, okay. Very good, very good. Are they wearing panties?
Yes, they're wearing panties. But
Now, panties are a big subject tonight as well.
Oh, we do. We have a Twitter.
We have a Twitter friend named Porn Star Fan, who has made himself quite famous, even though he has no avatar. And he's just an egg of a person. And he wants panties. He is just manic about these
panties. He likes hot, wet panties.
Right. Did you bring some panties?
We did bring some panties.
Yeah, let's see.
Here. Okay. You guys hold tight, okay?
Okay. They're holding tight.
Thanks,
holding
girls. Tight.
Yeah, they're great, but I have these girls in studio.
You're beautiful.
I mean,
thank
it's
you.
Great you can see them so large, and we loved your tits and your
And their ass. It was great.
TNA. These are Miko's.
Look at these.
These little lacy. Oh.
So we brought these for our porn star fan on Twitter. We know that he's listening. He said he's been waiting since Monday.
Oh, look at those panties.
We have
matching. And these have been worn.
They've been worn.
Okay.
Can I smell them?
We wore them for a show in
you
our fan.
You want to sell them?
Smell them.
Oh, she wants to smell them. Yeah. See, she thought you wanted to sell them because you know, you're so high maintenance. Maybe you.
I can pamper you with these a little bit.
I like that.
How'd they smell?
They smell delicious.
Yeah, they smell good.
So good.
She makes a great sugar baby.
Hey, is there a microphone over here that works? No mic over here that works.
Here?
Okay. So you know what? I would love to get my other guest here, Nika, on a microphone. So can you ladies kind of squeeze onto a microphone together here? And let's get Nika right in here, because I've been all over her on Twitter. Yes. Hello there, Nika.
Hello, Susan.
Hi. Nice to meet you, finally.
Nice to meet you, too.
Welcome to the show.
You years ago. I was in the audience when you had Deborah Sundahl on your show.
Oh. And now I've had her on a few times. But
it
you mean
was
the
a while ago.
Was this the 2004 Squirt Salon? Was it the big Squirt Salon? Or was this in San Francisco?
No, it was here.
Yeah.
Maybe it was 2004. I thought it was like 2006, but maybe it was 2004.
Okay. So you saw the big Squirt Salon?
I may have seen some squirting.
Oh, no. If you were here for the big Squirt Salon, you would know.
Would I remember?
You would have been drenched.
I'd remember instantly. No, I was not drenched.
And I know you have a thing about squirting, that you don't like it too much.
Well, I just don't want to be forced into it by
forced.
Marcus London.
Oh, what? Now let me
no
just
offense.
Defend him. I mean, he didn't force anyone.
No.
No,
No. We just
all
have
the girls
a, we
were
a,
were, in, were impaling we, themselves on his
yeah.
fingers. They wanted his fingers. They
yeah.
did.
No, very totally. That fingers. Was a joke. That was okay. a joke. We just banter on Twitter about squirting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, but you're not too into it.
Well, I mean, I just I have some disagreement with the fact that it's like the ultimate orgasm. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Does anybody here squirt? Anybody?
I do.
I have.
You do?
I do.
Amber, do you think it's the ultimate orgasm?
It's nice. I wouldn't say it's ultimate.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. I would say it's interesting kind of variation.
The times that I've squirted, I didn't even actually realize that I was squirting. There was one time that that somebody like forced me to squirt, and it was just really overly intense and just so you know.
It's very popular because it's so visual.
Right.
It can be really inconvenient.
Because you can see it because the womanly orgasm is usually a mystery.
Right.
I mean, you don't know. I'm a therapist, and you can't imagine. Maybe you can. How many guys I talk to, and I say, "Well, does your wife come?" And they ultimately don't know. They
don't know if she squirts either. If she came,
well,
so
that's true. You're right.
You
know, you just know she squirted because you
can
squirt without an orgasm,
right?
Just like you can orgasm without a squirt. You know. Mm-hmm. So do the blonde ladies, Tori, the TTs. Tori, Tara, do you squirt? Are you squirters? I'm not going to ask you to squirt right now. Don't worry. You look a little nervous. I mean, unless you really want to, but, you know.
I have squirted
you
before.
You have?
Yeah.
Really? What made you squirt?
Usually it includes my Hitachi and fingers.
Okay.
It's very hard to squirt.
I thought you were
going
to say, like, maybe in a trip to Paris and some diamonds. No?
Actually,
yeah, right.
You're talking now.
Keep going.
Okay.
I'm just thinking. Monoblonic shoes, you know. I mean, something.
A new purse.
Jimmy Choo.
A new purse would definitely get me going.
Right. That makes the floodgates open sometimes. For some women, money is a fetish, right? Some,
absolutely.
It's
money
a fetish.
Money makes you what?
It makes, well, you. Huh? Yeah. Well, maybe me too a little bit, but you a lot. Yeah, it
no, there's
like
that song, Money Makes Me Come or something.
Money
it's
Makes
like
Me
a,
Come.
Yeah.
Money makes. I'm sure there's a lot of songs like that. What do you think, Nika? I mean, are you a money fetishist?
No, I think that's
you're a more down to earth girl.
I think it's really pretty awful.
Pretty awful.
I'm sorry. Really? I just, yeah, I'm just sort of surprised in this day and age that women would be, you know, trying to exploit men.
Actually, I think it's more than ever now.
Yeah,
and I don't
maybe,
know that it's exploiting men. I mean, I think, I mean, I'm not that way. In fact, I'm more of a sugar mama, actually. But but I do think that for every woman has a different path. And some guys, they really want to just spend money. I mean, the money shot for them is really comes out of their wallet. You know, maybe they have a tiny little penis, or maybe they, they spend so much time working that they really don't have time to give the lady a massage themselves and find her G-spot and do all those things. So they'd rather pay for somebody else to do that
stuff. I know.
It's a free, you know, world.
Of course.
Way,
no,
right?
Definitely.
Okay, so it's okay.
Definitely.
But not for you. How about you, Amber?
What was the question?
I mean, are you a money fetishist in any way? Does money turn you on?
Honestly, no. It's nice when someone has money and I can have time to just spend with that person. But having been a dancer, like I was a dancer before I was ever a foot model, and it really got me into the foot modeling, which I love. But laying around in a pile of money is really sensual for the first time, but after that it's really dirty.
No, but how about when you're on IP for play and you got guys, you know, using you like a slot machine? Doesn't that turn you on? Doesn't that make you go, wow, I'm hot, they're paying, I'm hot?
Yeah, when they send us gifts and things like that, it's really nice.
Yeah, what about you, Miko? Really nice. What do you think it is?
Money, I mean, I can't say it's like my fetish. I feel I'm the same as you. I'm usually more of the sugar mama.
Are you?
I am. But, you
so
know.
You do charity work for these guys on IG.
You know what, though? It's really fun to make that connection, and we honestly have the most amazing customers and members. They're actually very nice, and I like to play into their little fantasies, same as Amber. So I have a blast. Like, it's fun. I like I said, I'm kind of an exhibitionist, so it's fun for me to act crazy in front of a stranger. And they're really nice. We have a lot of regulars, so it's
I'm
great.
A stranger. Could you act crazy in front of me?
Yeah.
Here, have a Chinese aphrodisiac. Do you guys want Chinese aphrodisiacs?
What is it?
Yeah. Well, they don't really taste that great, actually, but they're a turn on. I mean, you don't have to eat them. This is not required, but if you'd like, and they come in a pretty
Miko,
box.
You're Asian. Do you know about these things?
I don't, but
okay.
I'm always
going to
learn something new.
I was introduced to them by a professor of theater who told me that you have to open up the plastic part.
Okay.
Yeah, would you like one over there? You're looking nauseous, Nika.
Well, I don't know.
you don't have to.
Yeah, let me see it.
Yeah, you want to see it? Okay.
Yeah, I'll.
If you start, if you lick it, it's yours.
It.
You have to eat it. Yeah, you have to eat it if you lick it. Okay.
Can
do
you tell us what it's made out of?
You want to split one, ladies? You want to split one?
What is it, though?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Now, this theater professor told me that the reason that it works is that it is three parts. One part dog dick. One part antelope dick and one part deer dick. But actually, that's not true. That's not true. Okay. You can put it back.
You already had it in her mouth when you said
No, I did that to be funny and to make people,
hold on.
You know, this is a rainbow showers. No. It's really just herbs, okay? There's Chinese herbs that all blend together to create an aphrodisiac experience.
Is this part of it? This
yeah, the cellophane.
Really
you can eat. Yeah.
You can eat this?
Oh yeah, it tastes a little bit like chocolate dirt. But it's good for you.
Tastes a little bit like dog dick.
Oh, look at these guys. They're having some fun with theirs, even if they haven't even opened it yet. Yeah, just playing with little balls, right?
Wow, it's really bad.
Okay.
These are little...
Aren't you?
It's like... Amber's getting into hers.
So gross.
I think
chew it,
baby.
Butt.
That's
an
ancient
Chinese
secret.
No,
it's
you
a
it's
bit
not
like licorice.
It's not a suppository, okay?
It's okay. Like licorice and dirt.
Okay.
Licorice.
Well, you know.
You don't eat the plastic.
Okay, so exhibitionist. Are you others exhibitionists?
Oh my God,
are you an exhibitionist, Tori?
Oh, for sure.
For sure? Okay. Is anyone not
I'm
an
a foot exhibitionist?
You're a foot exhibitionist, not the rest of you. I noticed that the last time you were here. You're just a foot exhibitionist. So let's see your feet. Come on, put them on the table. Let's see these feet. Oh, yeah. I like
they
the shoes.
They taste much better than
feet.
These.
Yeah.
than these aphrodisiac.
Yeah, they taste better.
Much better.
I also have agua coca leaf liqueur, so you could have some of that with some salt that you could.
You can have some of that with my feet.
I've been doing
a lot of food foot videos and things like that recently.
Well, really, what we used to do, and now we do tequila toe shots, which you can do with the agua. You just salt up the toes, and then you suck a toe, and then you take a shot of agua.
Miko and I have to do that later.
Okay. Yes. So while we're doing that, Nika and I are going to talk about MJ. Because we bonded
on Twitter dissertation.
Over my dissertation. Is this too much?
Oh, that's perfect.
Perfect. Okay, here you go. Agua. And I did a blog, which was virtually a dissertation on MJ when he died. Okay. And it's called Sex, Death, and Michael Jackson. And I was very, very touched by his death in ways that I didn't expect. And then I found out that other people were, too. Mm. So, you know, I thought I'd write a blog about it. So,
yeah, it was great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So why are you so touched by MJ?
You know, I think because he seemed like one of those people that was like the person that was easy to tease. Like, he was obviously having trouble on a number of levels, and, you know, everybody sort of turned on him, and then, you know, eventually he self-destructed, and then everybody realized how much they loved him, you know, and how much he meant to us, just on a cultural level. Even on a personal level, a lot of us grew up with him, you know, the Jackson 5, and then...
Miko, you grew up with him, too. Or you didn't grow up with him.
Yeah, I didn't
grow up with him.
Everybody kind of grew up with him.
Everybody loves Michael Jackson. Yeah. I mean,
Nobody loved Michael Jackson when he was alive. I think that was what... I think the guilt and the pain, you know, was real to people when he was gone.
He had his fans, even while he was alive. But a lot of people did turn on him.
Yeah, but a lot of people turned on him.
He had a tough time.
Yeah.
He had a tough time. So what about the TT girls here? Do you have any opinions about Michael Jackson?
I didn't really know that I liked Michael Jackson's music because everyone liked Michael Jackson, so I didn't really like Michael Jackson.
Right.
But then after he died and it was on the radio all the time, I was like, wow, he was a really good artist. And then it kind of made everyone else suck, so I'm sad that he died.
It made everyone else suck,
in
a way.
It kind of, like, brought him into focus again. You know?
Yeah. Well, you know, I said this in the blog, and I believe that that he was a child sacrifice in our society, and that you know, it's interesting to talk about this tonight. I mean, I'm always trying to get connections between totally disconnected guests, but we're going to be unveiling a sculpture tonight that features my likeness by Yossi Vardan.
Your bust.
With better tits than I've got, really. Yeah. But really beautiful. You'll see them. They're amazing. But on one side, on my left side, or my right side, wait, I'm not sure. Anyway, on one side of me is Abraham, and in the back of me is Socrates. And, of course, Socrates, great Greek philosopher. Abraham is the father of Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, really, and the great patriarch. And what was the thing that God did to test Abraham? Well, he made him sacrifice his only son. And this was a son that he had when he was like 90 years old or something, and that he never thought he'd have. And he has this son, and it's like the apple of his eye, this little, you know, spoiled Jewish kid. And then suddenly God says, you know, bring him up, you know, you got to sacrifice him. And he does. Except that, of course, in the end, this ram stops, or an angel stops them, and he sacrifices a ram instead. But meanwhile, he completely traumatizes Isaac, the son, because he puts him on the sacrificial altar, ready to sacrifice. Isaac gets the idea. I mean, first he thinks, okay, where's the ram, Dad? I mean, what's going on, Dad? What's going on? And he says, we're going to find the ram. The ram is you, son. Going to sacrifice you. And there he is. And he was so traumatized, he kind of went blind. And in a way, you know, many dads sacrifice their children on the altar of their God. you know, whatever that God may be, whether it's a religious God or even the God of music, the God of success, the God of money, you know, the God of whatever, you know. I mean, people do this with children. It's something that that a lot of people do. Mm-hmm. And I think in a way, we kind of do it more than ever, in a way, in our society. It's like, you know, your child is a reflection of you. And maybe we've always done it, at least since farming, not before that. At least since men knew how babies were born. I think before that, maybe we were a little easier on the kids. But in any case, MJ, yeah, Michael Jackson was definitely a sacrifice on the altar of his dad's desire for success and great music. I mean, I give it to his dad, give it up to his dad in a way, even though he was kind of an asshole, that he at least, you know, trained the greatest musician, one of the greatest anyway. And yet it traumatized him. And we all traumatized him because we all danced to his music. We all these adults having sex to this little kid's music. And so we wonder why he turned out a little bit, you know, kind of funny, you know? And then we
I don't know though. I mean,
it.
There was the Osmonds and they were,
yeah,
you know, they were okay. I mean, I don't think you can really say. I mean, the rest of the Jacksons seemed to be all right. But there was just something, I think, about Michael that, you know.
Yeah, I don't think that the sacrifice tells it all, of course. Although, usually child stars do get a little bit messed up.
Yeah.
So I think the sacrifice tells a big part of it, not all of it. He was an exceptional kid. I mean, you know, he was an exceptional artist.
I think it's just, you know, it goes to how hard it is to be exceptional in the world.
Yeah.
You know,
and he had an exceptional sexuality that we still don't understand.
Right.
That we still don't understand, and that, you know, people would interpret in these black and white ways, but it was pretty mysterious sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't really have evidence of him doing anything illegal. You know, we just
or
had
anything.
We have evidence of him being a little strange,
right.
You know, and saying the wrong thing on television. So, you know, anyway, we just wanted to do a little mid-show tribute to MJ, and I can't hear myself any longer. So just know that my microphone has fallen out. And
fine.
While I... Okay, then my headset has. And could I have some more...
I really think we should have brought Wolf into the conversation.
Yeah. Oh, well, where is Wolf?
He's over there.
Hey,
I brought him...
Oh, hey, come on over
with
here,
me
Wolf.
So that we could...
I know, we've got a very crowded night.
I know,
and we don't
it's
have
a lot
enough,
of people.
We don't have enough microphones. Hey, Wolf.
How you doing?
Okay.
Good.
Your leg is falling
asleep. Let's see. Can we share?
Should we
share? Should we share?
Susan?
One.
Yeah.
Can you hear yourself now?
I can hear
well.
He's good.
I think I can hear myself.
Well,
I definitely need some water, or else
good.
I'm going to just expire.
Okay, can you hear yourself?
Yeah, not really, not in my headsets.
Really, not
no,
in your headsets.
Not in my headsets.
It's
no.
Not that, Mar. It's yeah. Not, it has nothing to do with
okay,
our headsets.
No.
Our headsets are up there.
Okay, so, I just hear, I hear my voice in the room, so can you guys talk?
Can you change your headsets?
Okay, I hear you. I hear you.
You just can't hear yourself?
I can't hear my own.
I can't
my
hear
voice
you
is
in mine
on.
Either.
I can hear you.
I can't hear you either.
I can hear
okay.
you.
I can. Yeah.
Wow, this is very strange. Okay, there I am.
There we go.
Okay, now I hear myself. All right. So, wow. It's one of those strange technical nights. Okay, Wolf, hey, how you doing? Nice
doing
to meet you.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, well, thank you for joining
us. You were talking about, like, mysterious sexuality and how it doesn't fit into boxes, and I think Wolf is a really good example of somebody that's breaking through all that stuff, people's preconceived notions.
Oh, don't put me on the spot.
Sorry. Oh, put him on. Oh, well, she already did. So, what are you doing? You're a bi porn star, right?
Bisexual porn star.
Right.
I'm pretty much trying to open the door for guys like me to do both straight and gay, which is still very taboo.
It's really taboo.
And I'm doing it under the same name.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, guys do two different names.
Ever done it
two different
the same
names.
So I'm doing it, and it's still a bit controversial. Still trying to convince people that people like me are not HIV positive. Which is the mentality, and getting acceptance.
You know, if guys were doing it anyway, but under two different names.
Exactly. Yeah.
Then
but what's it's like, that's what's so weird about it, is that girls would be okay about it as long as the guy was doing it undercover under a different name, then they wouldn't say, oh no, I won't work with them. But if somebody's honestly doing both, then they say, oh no, I don't want to work with them.
That is a little bit strange.
It's crazy.
I don't get it. So maybe that's just an irrational thing that will
it's been
that
going
you're gonna
on a really long
you're
time,
gonna help
though.
Us get over. You
know? I'm just not afraid to be open-minded and doing what I think is right.
Well, you get some girls. I mean, you obviously got Mika here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Miko, would you work with him?
I'm sorry?
I'm asking if Miko would work with him.
Of course.
Of course. If you have
would.
A current test, yeah, I would. I mean, the thing in porn is a lot of men, and I was pretty naive about it when I first got into porn, but a lot of men that do straight porn, they also do gay porn under a different name.
Exactly.
So it's all the same. If you have that test.
And not even that. Even the guys that do straight porn don't do gay porn. In their private lives.
Oh,
they
of course.
Have
right.
sex with
you
men.
Don't know
what
anybody's
doing.
You have to think about
doing.
The whole picture. So it's like a lot of the guys that portray themselves as just, you know, straight porn actors, they've done gay porn. And it's, you know, so I'm not going to discriminate, you know, like if they're a good person, they're cool to work with, they have a test, I'm good.
The most important thing when it comes to safe sex is honesty.
Yes,
is
exactly.
Really
and
honesty.
That's awesome. He's doing the same name for both. That's because, like he said, so many people choose two different names, and I think that's great that you do the same name for both.
And bisexuality is really in the closet.
Yeah,
you know?
No, definitely.
But it's coming out. Mm-hmm. It's coming out. I mean, of course, there's lots of bisexual women.
Right, that's okay.
Well, because it entertains guys.
Right.
But, you know, of course, bisexual men entertain guys, too. I mean, even more.
They just don't, they just don't say so.
Well, it's just so scary to a lot of guys. You know, the homophobia thing, the homoerotic homophobia thing is very, very powerful.
I think what's been really important is women coming forward and saying, like, this turns me on. I actually think it's cool when guys are with guys. I think it's sexy. I think that as guys start to hear that a little bit more, then they're less inclined to lie about it or be ashamed of it, because I think part of what kept them lying about it was the idea that women would just not see them as manly.
Right. Women would.
So
I want to hear from I want to hear from the sugar babies, because I think they really are into manly men, men with a big wallet.
A big wallet.
And so I want to know, if a guy had a big enough wallet and he took you in all the places you wanted to go and treated you like the princess that you are, but he was bisexual, what would you think?
Well, I mean, me being a sugar baby, that doesn't matter. I don't care what you do in your sex life, because I'm not coming to have sex with you. I'm coming to be pampered and go do fun stuff. So that doesn't really matter. But my personal opinion about the whole bisexuality thing is that if you're honest, then I will accept you. But if you're dishonest with me, then it's going to be hard for me to accept you. So that's pretty much it. I don't care really who you fuck. Just be honest about it and be safe about it.
I got to get clarified. Maybe I don't. I don't know. But I think I got to clarify what the dating with benefits thing is. So you don't have sex with people that you meet? So you're not...
No, it's not an escort service. You don't call
us. No, I know it's not an escort service. But if what if you like the guy?
Well, I mean, if I like the guy, then we developed a friendship, and that's something totally different.
Well, but isn't that what dating's all about? You kind of meet, and you go out on some dates, and then you have sex if you get along, right?
I mean, if that's what happens, that's what happens.
But it doesn't have to be. I'm just wondering... You know, there's so many permutations of dating and sex and love and everything.
So
I'm just wondering, is this the kind of service that, like, has money slaves that don't expect to have sex with you, but really want to just shower you with presents and all, and they kind of think, well, but you're superior to them sexually, so they wouldn't even dream of having sex with you? Is that the kind of guy?
That's what I like.
Oh, well, I cut to the chase, girl. All right, money slaves. You know, that's very interesting. What do you think about money slaves, Mika?
Well, I mean, if that's what they're into, and it's a money slave situation, and their whole thing is, I don't want to have sex with you, I just want to buy you things, I mean,
there's some guys like that. There's some guys, you know, and
I don't know. I just, you know, I guess I tend to think, maybe because I'm not really exposed to that community or that fetish, that
guys want to have sex with hot girls, and, you know, they're going to give you presents and money because they're hoping to have sex with you. So yeah. If you just know that you're never going to have sex with this guy and that you're not interested in him, and basically you're essentially using him and exploiting him and stringing him along in the hope that, you know, just getting him to think that maybe eventually you'll have sex with him. I don't know that that's
well.
Right.
Some of the guys want to hear that you don't ever want to have sex with them.
Exactly.
Some of
them want to be dominated.
Okay.
They want to be dominated.
Right. That's part of the whole like male submissive thing, I guess.
Yeah.
That I don't really know about.
Yeah, the money slave is definitely part of that.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah.
I have a friend who would prefer just doing BDSM than having sex. I mean, that's
yeah.
how he gets off.
Yeah,
he gets
exactly.
less about having sex.
He doesn't want to have sex. In fact, maybe he would lose his erection if he, you know, some guys, they're very touchy about whether they can get hard. They're intimidated by a beautiful girl like any of you girls.
And money is like a power thing, so it goes into the power dynamic, you know, like feeling that they're powerful because they have money.
Yeah,
so maybe,
yeah.
you know.
You know, and I mean, there's a reason they call it the money shot. It's because for some guys... That that's coming to them is paying money.
I think they call it the money shot because that's what sells the scene, that convinces
well,
people
true.
That the scene is real.
I'm just trying to think of a different
sorry.
Well, yeah, but it's gone in that direction in a way with so much kind of eroticism out there for sale. And also I think a lot of guys, I mean, I don't know about you, Wolf, I haven't actually seen your videos yet. But a lot of these porn stars are pretty well hung, you know, and it intimidates the average guy.
Sure.
So they think, you know, I'm not going to get a girl with my penis. I have to get a girl
sure.
with my
That's their display.
Wallet.
They can't display their cocks, so they're going to display their wallet.
Well, they could, right. but, you know.
No, I mean a sexual display.
Yeah.
You're going to display, from a biological standpoint, you're going to display your strength.
So how important to you is size when it comes to penises?
Well, I mean, I think that's an interesting question because I don't necessarily think that size is that important, but size can influence the way the guy carries himself.
That's true.
And so sometimes a guy that's, you know, confident about his size because he's maybe a little bit bigger or he's on the bigger end of the average scale, he'll just have more confidence.
You're not answering my question. You're
no,
not.
Well, that is, though. That is my
no,
answer.
No. Let's just say that both guys are really confident, because some guys with little penises are confident. Not not as many, but some
right.
are.
Right.
So, you know, I'm just wondering if you care about the difference.
Well, I think
they're
there's...
They're pretty confident if they have yachts.
That's right. Well, then
no
there's that.
There.
Well,
and
there's that.
Those,
then
yeah.
they can have a sugar baby.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
But,
and we're back to the sugar baby.
Right. There you go.
You know?
I think there's such a thing as being too small. I think there's also such a thing as being too big.
See? So what about the too small guys?
Well, we
so
have
then
a
what's
too
he gonna
small
do?
Guy.
He's going to have to have his
There's a too
ready.
Big guy, too.
Well, there are. But
there's a too big guy.
They can always do a scene with Wolf. You know, I don't know.
On
I'm
IP4Play, we have a guy that calls it.
No, I'm just saying, there's no such thing as a too big guy.
Yes, there is.
There's no
yes,
not
there
in the
is.
Gay community, right?
Oh,
I mean,
I
maybe
don't know.
For
well,
women.
Not in the gay community.
Not exactly. I was right about that. Okay, I told the joke in an awkward way. But, you know,
okay.
there's no
I mean,
such thing as a too big
a
guy.
Ass,
right,
I mean,
come on. There's,
but we do have a customer on IP4Play.com who won't say any names, but he loves, like, for all of us to tell him how small his penis is.
Really?
It's not even that small, but he loves it.
Yeah, see?
He I mean, so everyone has a different fetish. Like, he likes us to point and laugh and be like, you have such a small penis, and he loves it.
He loves
so
it.
So everyone has different fetishes.
There's
I
also
mean,
a skinny dick.
Yes, there's also skinny
we
dick.
We have two.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, he calls and he wants us to tell him how skinny
and
it is.
And he wants us to point and laugh, and of course we're going to do that for him.
Well, you know, very often we fetishize that which causes us pain.
Yeah,
and,
for
and
sure.
And we, you know, especially, I think, you know, is this done if people are made fun of when they're little, or even if they just imagine being made fun of, then to eroticize it makes it okay. I mean, if you're going to obsess with being made fun of all the time, you might as well get turned on by it. So that's what these guys sometimes do. But
well, I think obsessions do lead to eroticism. What you're obsessed with is what you're going to be turned on by. So if you're obsessed with your shortcoming, it may turn into something sexual for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, a lot of guys come to me and tell me that, you know, as a therapist, that they want to get rid of their humiliation fetish, whether it's for being called a pencil dick or for being a money slave or for being whatever, you know, for just shackled and kicked. I mean, something like that. So they just go, you know, this is really inconvenient. I want a nice wife and a picket fence and all that stuff. And I go, well, okay. So then you wouldn't have that turn on anymore. So would you like to not have that turn on now? You know, I mean, would you know, you could try to make other things more exciting for you, and they really don't want to do that. They are hooked into their turn on almost always.
Sure.
Almost always. Unless, you know, sometimes they can grow out of it. You know, that does happen.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yeah. Yeah. So, money fetishes, and in technology, what else are we talking about? Bisexuality, mm-hmm. And exhibitionism. Oh, yeah, exhibitionism, that's right. How about a little pocket rocket?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
The exhibitionist.
Oh, I already
now,
I
you
got
already
one
got
time.
One, so you get a
ooh,
Aguilera
tequila.
Bottle. Yeah.
Well, thank
tequila.
You. This is amazing. Yeah. I love pocket rockets.
Would you like some agua?
Sure, what
yeah.
is it?
So this is good. Agua.
It's delicious. I just had a shot, and it was very good.
Yeah. Right. Okay, now.
Help wash away that, whatever that thing was that we ate, the aphrodisiac.
Oh, yeah, that's
I
right.
I
didn't actually
something. Eat that
way. Oh, okay, here
oh,
we go.
Oh, good.
It'll be good way.
There you go. And would you like some, Wolf?
I'm good.
You're good. Okay, yeah, you are. I bet you are. Take off your shirt. No, really, because you have to lick the salt
no,
off
no,
of
no.
a body part. Just something, just anything. You could lick it off of his chest, or you could lick it off of somebody else.
What's going on?
You're
going
to lick the salt. Okay, you can lick it off of your...
I'm going to lick it off?
Sure.
Are you talking to me?
I am talking
to
you.
Oh, okay, I wasn't sure.
Because you're about to drink the shot, right?
Oh.
Right, here,
okay,
here's the salt.
Is it
delicious?
Okay.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
Right.
What do I do?
Yeah, you don't snort it.
No.
That's salt.
No, well, I would naturally snort anything that you gave me.
Would you like some agua coca leaf liquor?
What do I do with this?
Yeah, would you,
JB? You put it on Wolf, and then you lick it, and then you do the shot.
It's really good.
Yeah, put it on it.
All right.
Okay. Okay, I can do this.
Happy
some wolf nipple.
Can you take the whole shirt off?
Oh,
come on. Oh. All shirt off. Whole shirt off. Little beefcake here. Here you go, JB.
So I just sprinkle it on him?
Bisexual beefcake coming right up here.
Why do boys take their shirts off like that?
I know.
What's he? How's he taking his shirt off?
He's look at the way off. He's doing
it. I'm making fun.
He's getting off.
I'm not making fun of you. I'm glad you're taking your shirt off.
Okay, so do I just sprinkle it on him and then?
Yes, yeah, sprinkle it. Just sprinkle it and lick it up.
First.
You know.
Sorry.
Whoa!
Oh yeah,
and
Nika.
Then you do the shot.
Ooh.
Now you drink it.
She didn't want to do the shot.
Are you ready
she just
for the
wants
shot?
To lick
yeah.
Wolf.
I'll just lick him. The little one.
Oh.
It tastes like a lemon.
Lime salt.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Now, do I have to drink? This is.
You
this
don't
is
have
more
to drink the
shot.
Whole thing.
It's actually very smooth.
There you go. Nika.
Isn't it good?
Down in the agua. Okay. How's it?
That was good.
He thought it was good.
Wolf said it was good.
Wolf said it was good. Yeah, he's
Wolf still
big
has some salt
face.
On his nipple.
He's
do you see that?
Good. Yeah. Lick it off. Somebody's got
finish,
some cleanup to
off.
Do. Somebody's got some
you,
cleanup.
You,
mm-hmm. Okay, JB, you've got your salt now. Now, I see one of your sugar babies has departed, but now, is that allowed, a lick of some part of this sugar baby?
Yeah. Where do you want it?
A lick of some.
I don't know.
Tara wants it, Rebecca.
I'm trying to.
Oh,
you're
bad,
Nico.
You're so bad.
Oh, ooh. Here we
oh,
go. Wow. Yeah. Oh, look at those legs.
Now, I want to be a part of this now.
Yummy, yummy.
All
yeah,
right.
Nice.
I thought he was
going to
put on her
cap.
Foot.
I know, it's interesting, the cap.
I think Tara's enjoying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm.
That's a happy face.
I hope you were well shaved for that lick. Yeah, you know, okay, good, good. Because, you know, that
she
could be
rough. She treats me well.
Okay.
Come here.
Oh, hey, you could have a, you could lick some off of her, too, off of Tori.
Anyway.
Yeah? Another lick here? Okay. Yeah. Oh. Oh. Yeah. There we go. Mm-hmm. Ah, oh, a little nipple lick. That's what I'm talking about. Nice. Very nice.
Can I have a sugar baby? How does that work?
How is this application?
This is great.
There's Sugar Mama Sue, DanaWebBenefits.com. You can get on there and find your own little sugar baby, I promise.
You got any money?
Right. Got to have money for this sugar baby. But, you know, she looks like she's worth something. Yeah, for sure. Definitely. Yeah, worth a lot.
She's worth going out with, having a good time with.
Yeah, and the two of them together are worth twice as much.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Wow.
Are you the owner?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Mm. I was curious.
Now, JB Thick, is that your real name?
That is correct.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
That's your daddy's name?
Well, that's my daddy's last name.
Well, that's what I mean. I don't mean the whole thing, but Thick. I mean, what a name. I know you're not in the sex business, but it's almost like a porn star name, right? Wolf, wouldn't that be a good porn star name?
It would be a great name. JB
Thick.
It works out for the site.
Yeah. Now, you didn't want any agua, right? You sure? I mean, what about just licking the salt off of Nika? How about that? Yeah. You get to have a little glass of water and lick the salt. How about a little salt? Yeah, here.
This one right here.
Oh, you got one? Okay, good. Yeah, I'll get some salt there.
What's Susie up to here?
I'm just, you know, trying to...
Oh, look at that. Friendly,
yeah. Uh-oh.
Just being friendly.
We've never done this
before.
This
is body, mind, and soul. We're experiencing each other. On? This is a gathering. Oh, beautiful breasts, by the way, that you're hiding with a work shirt or whatever that is. Oh, yeah. Suck it right up there. Look at Nika's breasts. They're so natural
They're
and
so
lovely and supple. Very nice.
What did you call them earlier? Pancakes?
No, buttermilk.
Buttermilk.
Pancakes.
Yeah, they're not pancakes. That's the wrong idea.
Buttermilk.
Okay, yeah, they look like milk-giving mammaries.
Milk-giving.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yes. Have you ever had children? Or are you child-free? You have.
Yes, I have.
Okay, you have children at home?
Yes.
I mean, not with you tonight.
Yeah, I have
Good.
A 12-year-old son.
Oh, 12. Jesus. Yeah. What'd you do? Have him when you were 12?
No.
Aw. Wow. So no wonder you're a little more, I mean, anybody else here have kids?
I'm a little more assertive.
A little more kind of down-to-earth practical, I guess. The
more
motherly
humility.
Thing. I don't know. You're pretty full of yourself. Yeah. No, I wouldn't call you humble. No. But you have your opinions. You have your opinions.
I do. I have
you know, as mothers do. Mothers are assertive. True. Mothers are very assertive. You got to be. You got to take care of the little one and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Right. You're going to have to get a major sugar daddy to get you to have a baby, right? That's going to have to be a major rock star.
That would have to be a daddy that I fell in love with. Yeah.
What other quality are you looking for to fall in love besides money? I mean, I would imagine that...
I mean, money, I'm not going to just preach about the sugar daddy. It's all about being money. Like, it's great to meet men that are powerful because they have a business that they've put all of their life into, or that they've done something. You know, so they're men. They're not
right.
boys.
Creative and
they're
strong.
They're strong. They're smart. They're power, whatever. All of that stuff. You know, so that's the benefits of going to the
I
site.
I think that's
but,
true. I mean, I think that there are qualities that go along with success that are attractive.
Okay. You could be a sugar baby in the right circumstances?
No. Because when I've dated men that had more money than me, which has happened, I just refuse to take any money from them or, you know, like I'll pay for dinner sometime. You know what I mean? It's
right.
just like...
And how do you make a living? You do porn, right?
I do. I direct.
You direct?
Adult videos. Mm-hmm. I write and direct adult videos.
Yeah. But you're in them sometimes?
Once in a while. Yeah. Not that
what
often.
What do you play? What kind of
role do I play? I usually play like the mom, like the
really
the MILF. I'm like in, I like have a thing for the you know my daughter's boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Would you do a scene with Miko?
Oh my god.
Nika and Nico?
You're trying to hook up everybody with Nico.
Nico's hot. I want to hook her up. Absolutely.
Not that you look like you could be her mom,
but
you could be her aunt. Yeah.
Yeah. She's, no, I could definitely be a mom.
Yeah.
And so that's what I usually do. I like to play like the conflicted mom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of guys that have a fetish for conflicted women. I mean,
well, just, you know, like the mom, the unattainable kind of, you know, their friend's mom or whatever, the MILF thing got really big. So.
Yeah. I could see you playing the conflicted MILF, right?
Yeah, I'm good at being like,
I'm so horny, but I shouldn't do this.
Right.
I love that.
I love that role.
Oh,
yeah.
I can see that because, you know, you got that push-pull thing going on.
Yeah.
Mika here, you just look like you're a girl who wants to have fun. I don't know how, whether you represent conflict.
Except
you're not playing with my pocket rocket.
You know what? I'm really excited about this.
I need to get a battery.
I have batteries at home, so
no.
I will be playing with this at home, yeah.
She'll be playing with it on IP4 Play.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Right before bed.
So, let's see. Pocket rocket or Agavero?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't use vibrators.
You don't use vibrators.
Wow.
Okay,
she's organic.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see. Okay, ladies, pocket rocket or liqueur?
I'm always down for a pocket rocket.
It's tequila. You're down
tequila,
for a pocket rocket. Okay. Where's Bran? Where did Bran go? Bran is gone.
What is that? Little cute bottle.
He probably went to get batteries.
Yeah, what did you give us?
Oh, brought batteries? We got batteries?
You two
can have this.
Aguadero. Is that what you gave me here?
No. We have different alcoholic beverages here. Right.
So you need the batteries.
Yeah, we need batteries.
We got batteries.
You got batteries?
You want it? I got it.
Yeah. We got batteries. Okay, so who need? Okay, so you know what? I want to get my friend Katie up here.
Here, why don't you share it here with me?
Okay.
No, I'll just share it.
Okay. Katie. How are you doing, Katie?
Hi, how are you?
Welcome back to
Thank you.
The Dr. Susan Block Show.
Thank
I haven't
you.
Seen you in what, about a year or
well,
a little
I think
more?
It's been like
year
two
and a half,
or three
two
years year? Almost.
Two or three
now.
Years, wow. Yeah. Oh,
it's
my
been
God.
A while.
Through
so
Jack the Zipper.
Jack the Zipper, and right now I'm here with, yes, Jack the Zipper.
Yeah.
Great guy.
Jack
great
the
guy.
Zipper. Yeah.
Amazing pornos.
You ever work with Jack the Zipper?
I have.
You have?
I just worked with him maybe a couple months ago. He has like an amazing, his porn is totally different than anyone else's. It's artistic.
Artistic.
It's very artistic.
It's his completely different form of porno that he puts out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And are you doing it now? Are you doing porn?
I have been in some films. I've done Girls and Solos. I've worked behind the camera with the director, Eddie Powell, that I brought with me.
Oh, well, hello, director Eddie Powell. Yes, very good. Okay.
He's been doing all the big XXX parodies, Big Lebowski, True Blood,
all
those.
Oh, wow.
So.
Okay, very good. And would you like some agua?
I would love to.
Yeah, so. You got the salt. I mean, I don't know if you have a friend here you'd like to.
I was actually
maybe
going to ask if I can lick it off yours, Nika.
Miko.
Yeah. Miko.
Sure. You have a special request.
Miko.
This is Miko, and here you go.
Okay, wait. Where are we doing this?
Wherever
it's
you
delicious.
Want, honey.
Just do
you're
it right,
wherever
right.
you want.
Oh yeah, Jack the Zipper Girl. Hell
yeah!
I'm so glad you brought
I
him.
Can't
up.
Hear me.
Oh yeah, no, he was on the show.
He's awesome.
Oh yeah, he's a great guy.
Okay, so how are we doing this?
You pull out. Yeah, hold on.
Okay.
We're down to 15 minutes.
How do we get
minutes?
It from not
right.
spilling?
Okay,
okay,
just do this.
So you are going to negotiate that,
hold
and
on,
then
like
somebody should get me Yossi Vardan, the artist.
You know,
where is Yossi?
Nice
you should get ready
night.
To go on right after this agua
that's
salt lick.
No,
yeah.
Hot.
Yeah.
Hot.
So what is she getting a lick of here? Let me see.
You can get messy. It's okay.
Chest.
Yes, boob.
Chest, no nipple, boobage. Or we got boobage?
Okay, we have
boobage.
We
do have boobage. Nipple. Okay, I can't see. So I'll have to look at the pictures.
So lick first and then drink.
Lick first and then drink, that's right. There you go. Lick it up good and drink it down good.
Champion.
Oh, she wow. is. Very good. Let's hear it for Katie. So
how good is that, though?
Oh, it's delicious.
Katie Kins. Welcome back to L.A. Are you...
Oh,
are you been
I've
here
been
for,
here.
Oh,
I've just been...
You just haven't been at my place, that's all.
No, I've okay. just been busy with Mr. Eddie Powell.
All right. Well, I'm glad Eddie Powell brought you over here tonight. So I want to talk to the artist, Yossi Vardan. So let's see. We got to free up a microphone over here. So which mic, who's, I know we everybody's like all scrounged in here. Can we get a microphone and then we'll give it back? We need a chair. I know, I'm sorry everybody. Come on, okay, come on, sit down, come on up. Everybody is so wonderfully exhibitionistic. Yossi, welcome.
Hi Susan.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm great.
Good, yeah?
Thanks for having me here.
Oh, I'm so delighted to have you here, all the way from Russia, by way of Michigan.
Michigan.
Yeah, so you made this amazing sculpture.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And describe it for us.
Well.
We're going to see it in just a minute.
I've been so excited to to see you on a Facebook.
Facebook. I hate Facebook, but okay, we'll get past that.
Yes, me too.
Right.
Me
too. I'm now a Twitter girl. I hate Facebook. Facebook is a farm.
Tweet. They deleted me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh. Facebook fascists, we hate Facebook. But be that as it may, I happen to have met Yossi through Facebook, so.
Yeah. So, and typically, I'm like really picky about the subjects of my work, and after I saw you, I thought this the girl I want to sculpt.
I love how he called me a girl. Yeah,
because she's beautiful.
Chick.
Oh.
And because everything you do, it's really honest and straightforward and without any mind games. Honesty in the art and in the life. Those are two things I'm trying to follow, always.
Thank you.
So.
Well, it is such a beautiful, amazing piece.
Thank you.
It has me with my hat.
Head.
And it has Father Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
Praying.
And I would say he's crying.
Crying.
Not praying.
He looks like he's praying. He looks like he's davening.
Could,
okay.
Could
but
be both.
You know, he's crying. Why? Why is he crying? Because
there is always something to cry about.
Because I'm his daughter, and I've become
no.
such a slut. No, no so that was the first thing I think. Father Abraham is crying over me. Okay, well maybe he is, but you know that's life. That's the progress of life. And then Socrates is right there.
He's behind.
In my shoulder blade.
Yes.
And what's he doing?
He's just covering your back, basically.
He is. And Socrates,
your back, watching your back.
You know.
Yes.
Socrates said,
without any complications.
Know thyself. Right. Know thyself. That's mm-hmm. the Socrates phrase. And I always say, know thy sex. Know thy sex and try to deal with it. Whatever it is, whether it's a fetish or just love, dating, or you know, whatever it is, know what it is. Get to know it. Sometimes it takes a lifetime to know it. You know.
Yes.
I'm just so humbled and awed by this gift that you've made. I just am really amazed.
That's
it's
my
so
pleasure.
Beautiful and meaningful. Very, very meaningful.
It's just stunning. Now you were in the Russian army.
Yes, I was
in KBG.
In KGB.
KBG.
That one there. Right?
Yes.
Right.
And KVD.
Yeah. And you,
that's another word.
And you sculpted and painted communist propaganda.
Yes.
I saw some of the amazing
propaganda
work.
Art mostly.
Yeah.
Back in Soviet Union.
Yeah.
But that's in the past.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Thank God.
Yeah, thank
you
God.
Then you went and designed some people's houses that houses, do much.
Synagogues, houses, millionaires.
We're talking about sugar fountains, daddies here. We're talking stained about
glass
Russian
windows, amazing stained glass windows. I mean, amazing just beautiful stuff. Things. I'm just so grateful to the internet for. I'm not going to say Facebook. Well. You know, the internet brought us together, you know, and the internet brings all of us together, really. I mean, lately these days, I don't meet people at the grocery store. I don't even go to the grocery store, you know. So we
she
meet
hasn't been to the grocery store in 15 years.
Right. But I meet all these people. They come to the speakeasy and I'm just so grateful for the opportunity to meet all these sexy, hot, interesting people and great artists like you, great porn stars, great business people, you know.
You were also married to an incredibly
yes, I've been
beautiful
married
woman.
To the granddaughter of Marc Chagall.
Wow.
Mm.
Well, talk
Marc
about
Chagall
royalty.
Is, right?
Yeah, Marc Chagall. He's a great painter.
One of the great painters in the world.
You know, they just don't educate him like that.
I think he's the second after Salvador.
Salvador Dali.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, he's hugely famous, and I'm sure that lots of our listeners know who he is, even if our guests don't.
No, I do. I was just...
Oh,
was
okay. It's just space. It's the agua.
Yeah.
I tell you.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, tonight we have this wonderful piece here.
We do, and we're going to unveil it shortly.
We're
going
to drink some vodka.
Yes, in addition to the agua.
And to make a l'chaim.
And yeah. To make a l'chaim,
absolutely.
L'chaim. And by the way, speaking of Jewish, I have our Muslim friend on the phone. Can we talk to him?
I'm going
to
try.
Let's try to talk to Imtiaz. He really wanted to be here tonight.
What line is he on?
Imtiaz is a big fan of Yossi's.
Okay, what line is
he on?
He
is on line one.
Okay, I'm going to try this.
Try it out there.
Okay, so. Hello, Imtiaz?
Hello, Matt.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can barely hear you, but that's all right. I can hear you at least, you know.
Okay, well, we can hear you, Max.
Is my voice hearing all right?
Well, it's not your usual deep, deep voice, but it's good.
Mm. It's good enough. We can hear you.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to see that the sculpture is finally done.
He says it's nice to see that the sculpture is finally done. How do you know how long it took to make?
Well, it's been going on for at least a month and a half. I know that for a fact.
More than that.
More than that. You've got in on the loop late. But anyway, I'm glad that, you know, you appreciate the sculpture.
Well, yeah, I mean, Socrates and Father Abraham, and they are two more appropriate people with Susan Roth, you know.
Really? You think that there couldn't be two more appropriate people with me than Socrates and Abraham? Interesting. Now, can I ask why you think that?
Well, you know, for one thing, you know, I'm a great admirer of Socrates. I mean,
you are a great admirer of Socrates, I know, and Plato.
You know, and I always, in my opinion, Plato was the greatest philosopher that I've ever lived, who in fact, you know, wrote the Socrates the Protagonist. So in that perspective, you know, you've got probably one of the most greatest people in the world to be part of the sculpture. And Abraham, in Islam also, is Ibrahim, who was a very important prophet.
Yes.
So, you know, I feel that in that perspective, just two of the greatest people in the world to be a part of the whole, you know, premise that you have at the moment.
Well, it is amazing for me to be with these two great men. I mean, they're both men, that's one thing. And they're
down at the bottom, there's a very
the voice
little...
has faded completely. I can't hear a word.
And they're both very famous because, of course, you know, you may not have heard of Chagall, but you've heard of Abraham and you've heard of Socrates.
Right, but right at the very bottom, there's a little face of Maximilian the Great.
Max,
right.
How are you doing?
Okay. Imtiaz. Well, Imtiaz, we're having some technical problems, but we did want to get you on. So even though you can't hear us, we just wanted you to just say hi and share this moment when we're about to unveil the great sculpture. What is it called? Does it have a name, the sculpture?
No.
No. Okay. Well, untitled. by Yossif Arman.
No, it's all about you.
It's called All About Me.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Nobody else.
All right.
It's called Dr. Susie.
All About Her.
Dr. Susie, Abraham and Socrates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's cute. I like that.
All right.
Okay, so.
Imtiaz, have a great trip to Pakistan and Bangkok and wherever you're going. Okay.
I can't get a word.
I know. Okay. Well, you know what? We're done. We're done. We're done. Okay, so say goodbye.
We love you. Bye.
We love you. Right. All right. So now we have just about 4.5 minutes. So I want to get everybody to give out their website.
And then, we have to.
And we're going
to
get up and go over to the.
To our sugar daddies.
Our sugar daddy?
Yes, because.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Commercial.
That's our commercials, right? What pays for us?
Yeah. So.
Okay. So first of all, let's just go around and who has websites here? Do you have a website, Katie?
I do not.
You
I have a Twitter.
Long time to say that. Okay, Twitter, go for it.
You can find me KatieKins9 on Twitter or KatieKins on Facebook.
KatieKins. Good to see you. Come back next week so we can spend more time with you.
Oh, of course,
okay,
definitely.
Okay, we're going to have Sex at Dawn author Christopher Ryan. Anyway, okay, so IP4Play, we have Amber Berlin.
IP4Play.com. We also have Twitters for each and every one of us. We have the IP4Play Twitter, Amber Berlin, Miko Sins, Breeze Kelly, Amy Brooke Triple X. All of us have our own Twitters, so please come find us, whoever your favorite lady is.
All right.
You can visit my blog, wolfhudsontriplex.blogspot.com or wolfhudsontriplex on Twitter.
Okay. Nika, how about you?
Sweetheartvideo.com.
Sweetheart Video. Oh, you know who wanted to say hi? Sin Sage.
Oh.
She loves you.
Cool. Sin Sage. Oh, yeah, we love Sin.
Yeah, we do too. Yeah. We're going to take Sin up with us to the Erotic Exotic Ball in San Francisco.
Great.
Okay, so let's see. So now we have, Yossi, do you have a website? Give out your website.
I do. That's a Varden Design Group.
Varden Design Group.
Varden Design Group.
And Mr. Thick. Okay, can you let him use the microphone here?
Yes, ma'am. We have datingwithbenefits.com, and then we're running promotion to Halloween, free profiles till end of Halloween. Free profile until Halloween. So that's our promotion.
So, you know, you guys who like to spend money also like to save it, right? I don't know. Somehow a little bit contradiction. But okay. Do we have anybody else who we didn't get on? Where are the ladies? Do they have any special websites, or you already gave out their website?
Yeah, they're on datingwithbenefits.com.
Dating
their profile's on
okay.
there.
Okay. Well, then it's time for us to give out our sugar daddies. So one of our great sugar daddies is... The Dr. Susan Block Institute. That's the sugar mama of them all here, baby. And if you need a friend, if you need to talk, you can give us a call at, 213-291-9497, right?
Yeah, right.
And that's our big sugar mama.
That's
and
the big sugar
and
mama.
Then we have the up-and-coming sugar mama, which is the Erotic Theater, where you can look at all kinds of great clips and videos, including a new squirting clip with Dume.
That's right.
Dume. So, you know Dume? Oh, my God. Yeah. She is very important. Quite a tsunami.
It is very important that you support Radical Radio. Certainly that you support us and you download your money from your bank to our bank.
Yeah. I want to remind you.
Because all revolutions cost a lot of fucking money.
And let me tell you, the revolution is mostly free because this radio show is free and the webcam has been free. So all you people that have been watching and listening, this has been free.
So but sugar daddies.
If you got any spare change, then hey, watch a friggin', clip or something, Or join and look at the pictures backstage. We've got pictures of Amber wearing great boots. We also have
and
some
without.
And without as well, the feet. Yeah, and we've got some great shots of just squirting, every kind of sex you can imagine. And then you're also supporting the bonobos, okay? The make love, not war chimpanzees who swing from the trees as well as with each other. And they are bisexual. The bonobos are very bisexual, which just goes to show you that bisexuality is older than humanity, is as basic to mammals as fur, I guess. So, you know, I mean, we're bisexual, you know. I think it's maybe more basic than mammals, maybe reptiles. Okay, talk about now. What are we going to do? We're going to move over there and take pictures?
Yeah, we're going to move, and we're done.
We're done. We're going to say, okay, I love you. I want to thank you. I want you to be good, be ethical hedonists. Try not to hurt anyone, including yourself. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.